The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
Welcome to the 20th episode of Chatty Wampus.
20!
I'm Jack, she's Nicole.
I am.
If you're not watching Doctor Who right now, then you're listening to us, most likely.
Hopefully.
Yeah, once again, a rare live episode of Chatty Wampus, and I was told today when I let the powers that be, more like radio, know that we were doing a live show, the first response I got was, really?
Are you sure?
It's like, you know Doctor Who is live tonight, right? I'm like, okay, good.
So hey, well, you know what? We didn't pick Saturdays at 8 o'clock, okay?
Well, I kind of did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought they just gave us a random time, because I was like, Saturdays, 8 o'clock, we're in our mid-20s.
No, I actually
timing just
that.
Seems funky. Okay, I know who to blame now.
Yeah, it was all me. Yeah, it's, speaking of, I'm going to get this out there right now. This is the, if you listen to us on More Like Radio, which may or may not be likely... This is the second to last episode that we're going to be doing for More Like Radio.
Here yes. On this.
I am going back to school in September, so in a couple weeks from now. And basically, I'm not going to have any time to do two podcasts a week, to put it bluntly. Which sucks. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed doing this every week for More Like Radio. That's not to say that Chatty Wampus is over. It's not. It's going to be...
It won't be as frequent as it has been. We have a lot of stuff going on in our personal lives. Like Jack said, he's going back to school. I'm currently looking at getting back into school. Our lease is up at the end of November. There's a lot of things going on in our lives right now. And it would be a little difficult to lock down, to continuously lock down an hour on Saturday nights. And not only that, but it's proven to be difficult already. Look at this summer.
Yeah.
You know, we're always going to go do something or whatever, and it makes it really hard to just get together to record something.
Yeah. But it's been fun.
It has been fun.
The few times we've actually managed to pull it off successfully.
The 19 other times we've done this, yes.
Yeah, like Nicole said, it's definitely going to be... difficult to try to commit to doing it, especially for me. I mean, there was a time when I was doing three different shows a week. I was doing Talk Radio Meltdown. I was doing the old Radio U Boston show with Red, and then for a brief time the Ak and Jack show came back.
Yeah.
And when I started going to school full-time, and I had to drop all the Talk Radio Meltdown. You know, Talk Radio Meltdown sort of like the, you know, it's the anchor, it's the big thing.
Well, it's the brand.
Yeah. So, like I said earlier, Chatty it's still going to be around. It's like Nicole said, it's not going to be as frequent. I'm hoping it's going to be a few weeks while I, you know, try to make sure I can balance going to school and working full time. Also, we're going our separate ways in December or November sometime this winter. So there's going to be a lot of shit going on, and we got to make some sacrifices, but that's not to say Chatty's dead. Chatty will be most likely like maybe a bi-monthly thing, if not like once or twice a month. Nicole and I will get together. We'd like to, and I'd like to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll see how it goes. We need the dust to settle first.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, like I said. So
yeah,
who knows?
Things are always changing with us. That's the thing. Big things happen.
Yep.
And then they stay static for a little while, and then things change again.
Yeah.
And we're all going through big changes right now, and unfortunately, that means you got to cut back on some shit. But
yeah,
I'd like to keep doing it once a month, maybe twice a month. And that means too that if you like Chatty Wampus, and for some reason only like Chatty Wumpus, not Talk Radio Meltdown. Chatty, well, that just means Chatty's going to be a bigger show. Cause
absolutely.
That means it will turn into a like a 2 hour long show.
We'll have a lot to catch up on.
Exactly. Exactly. Plus, if like we can't do Talk Radio Meltdown for any given reason 1 week, you know, on Morlock Radio, you might hear Chatty Wumpus in its place.
Yeah.
You know, it's instead of like Talk Radio Meltdown presents whatever the fuck this show was called.
Yeah, exactly. Presents something for you to listen to.
Yeah, because I'd still be there, but Nicole would be there. It's almost kind of branched into the thing now where you and me, if it's you and me, then it becomes Chatty Wumpus. You know,
yes.
It's not Talk Radio Meltdown anymore. It becomes Chatty Wumpus.
Absolutely.
So, what's today? The 23rd?
Yes.
August 30th will be our last live show, in theory.
In theory.
In theory.
We'll see.
Providing we're around. And after that, hopefully it won't be too long before you hear us again. I'm sure Nicole might pop up on Talk Radio Meltdown at some point.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're still living here. I'm still in the other room for the most part when you're recording. So
yeah, exactly.
Just depends on who's going to be there, who's not going to be there, if there's going to be an opening or not. But
I will say it's been very convenient having you as like the designated fill-in if someone can't make the show.
Yeah, I'm here.
Providing you're around. Providing you are here.
I am always here now.
Exactly.
I don't really have anything else going on in my life right now. So
that's not to say you weren't always here before.
I was out and about quite a bit for a couple months there, but right. I am back hanging out with my cat.
And things are changing.
Things have changed. Things are changing.
Yeah. But I will say, because I'm looking, Kate and I are looking just for a place of our own. It's now going to be from here on out. I've done the thing living for the last 2 years now. The tender age of 24, getting out of my parents' house.
Tender age.
Well, I've been living with friends, but, you know, I've been with Kate for upwards of 30 years now, but we've never lived together. So we're now looking for a place. Yeah, we're looking for a place just her and I, because we're both now in positions / getting into positions where we would be able to both afford a place of our own. So I would like to do that at some point in a relationship, just be me and her. Cause that's, we talked about that and said, why don't we just do it?
Yeah.
Both adults. Got to get Kate out of her parents' house.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. So
and then Wellison's moving in with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm going to move in with my girlfriend.
Nice. See, everyone's got girlfriends.
Everyone's got girlfriends.
You're calling me girl.
Yes.
That means Nicole's a lesbian.
I am not a lesbian.
Nicole just came out on the radio.
Yes, I am a strict vegetarian and...
Vegetarian?
Have you never heard that before?
No, I haven't.
Do you like that? I'm a strict vegetarian.
I
might as well really just swear like off of boys. I should probably just go have a one-night stand with a female. Just go fuck some chick.
There was a girl, I called her Crazy Girl.
Crazy Girl.
I worked at this place called Cunties for
a few
months. That
wasn't me? I wasn't Crazy Girl?
No, okay. You're nowhere near this girl. I worked at a place called Cunties.
Reputable place. Yeah. Reputable establishment.
Yeah, others like to call it Kohl's. I call it Cunties. And when I worked there was this girl, and I called her Crazy Girl because she was crazy, and she was obsessed with me, and I shot her down. And I'm pretty sure she's a lesbian now. And there's another...
You ruined men for her.
Well, there's another girl who's not a girl anymore. I would love to know what's going on with...
I think we talked about that person.
Yeah, she's a transgender. That's one of those things. I haven't seen or talked to this person in years, and if I ever run into them again, it's just going to be... It's one of those things where I have to keep telling myself, you're a guy now.
Yeah.
But he's transgender, I just found out through, I think, my parents. My parents are like, hey, remember this girl? Yeah, boy, now. Like, oh, well.
Oh, well, then.
But I worry if I was, like, this person's last attempt at a straight relationship. And because I noticed that we kind of had this thing going on over the interwebs many years ago when we were still in high school, and then didn't work out, and then I come to find out down the road that the genders changed.
Well, I mean, I can't really speak very knowledgeably about the thing. I'm not transgender, but yeah. I'd like to think that people wouldn't take that decision lightly.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's, you don't just wake up one day and decide, you know what? I want to be a guy. I'm a female and I want to be a guy.
Don't get me wrong. I don't know if I'm alone with this, but I've had the most random sex dreams. I can't have a regular sex dream where, like, I meet a guy and we fuck and it's good and I wake up all horny or whatever. Like, the female equivalent of what a guy has. I'm assuming guys have sex dreams. Mm-hmm. So I've never had a normal one. I've had dreams where I've been a guy fucking a girl. And I've had dreams where there's a girl and a very real life girl has a dick and fucks me. What is going on in my sex life or lack thereof that makes me like all trans happy?
Well, what is it?
It was a hot dream.
What is it you're doing before you go to sleep? Are you like
watching the office?
Are you? But do you ingest anything like weird?
No. I think this was maybe 3 days ago. One of my favorite YouTubers, I haven't watched her videos in a little while. She was in my dream, really, really tan, and we were banging, and she had a dick. I don't know what that means.
That's just weird.
I know, and I don't know why I've been having these tranny dreams.
I don't know either. I almost don't want to know.
Maybe instead of going and nailing a chick, I should go nail a chick with a dick.
You could experiment.
It's the best of both worlds, really, because I'm very fond of dick, but I'm also fond of tits.
Yeah.
So we can see where that goes. I'll do some research. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt to experiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm full support of
this. I'm young.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, you're young.
I feel so old.
See, you always say that you're, I'm old, I'm getting old. Like, you're younger than me, man.
By like 2 months.
Still.
Yes, but the thing is, I don't want to say it now because I'm much more of a feminist than I've ever been before, but I've always felt that women have expiration dates. I want to have children by the time I'm 30. I'm almost 25 now, which means I have 5 years to find someone who wants to marry me, have a good enough job and a house, and then pop out kids. And to pop out a kid takes a year. So that's not happening.
What's the age? There is an age where...
Where it becomes a geriatric pregnancy. I believe that's in your 40s.
Yeah. But
it's technically considered a geriatric pregnancy.
Right, and the risk of like, defects...
Is through greater. The roof.
Yeah.
Yes, not only that, but the damage that can potentially be caused to the mother...
Yeah.
...is very rough as well.
It's like 35 or something like that?
Yeah.
I wonder if seriously, and this is just me being trying to sound ignorant or being a dick, I seriously wonder if... The fact that, because my parents are older,
mm-hmm.
they are older. Both of them are, my mother's, is she going to be, she's pushing 60.
How old was she when she had you?
34, 35.
Okay.
I seriously wonder if just because she was in that range where the you know, the health issues and stuff are, the risk of those are higher. Like, I wonder if that's why I'm fucked up. Like,
honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. I know I've had a few friends whose parents are older and they've all had something.
Yeah.
One was partially deaf. One had IBS.
Yeah.
You've got MS.
Yeah.
It just seems that, and it's not just the mother. It's if the dad's older too, it's just.
Yeah. My dad was almost 40 when I was
and
born.
And then I think, you know, we're in such a weird place in society where a lot of people who are trying to do the responsible thing, I'd like to think I'm trying to do the responsible thing where I have a job and a house and, you know, a committed relationship before I start reproducing. It doesn't seem like those things are attainable by the time we biologically should be having children. Right now is the time where I should be having children, biologically speaking.
Right.
My clock is ticking.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I'm in nowhere... near a good enough financial or social position to be having kids, but right now is when my body should be. And by the time I can, financially and socially, it will probably be too late.
Enjoy your life too while you're 24. You know, enjoy your 20s. That's what my parents always said too. The reason why they didn't have me when they were in their 20s. Or early 30s or whatever, is because they, I think, honestly, my mother was my age when she got married, when my parents got married.
Okay.
But they were married for like 10 years or something before I came around. So they were young too, you know? So it's like they wanted to enjoy being married and being young without worrying about kids. Whereas like everyone else, it's like they get married either because they have kids already, they have a kid on the way, or they want to have kids young.
Yeah. And then within a year or two.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think if you look at anything else, like flowers, for example, they typically reproduce right before they die.
Right.
Like, that's how things go. And I just, I don't know, I'm in a weird place in my life where I've got all this time. I don't know what to fill it with. I'm doing my best to not fill it with a boy. So the only boy in my life right now is my cat. And so far, that's working out great for me because that's all I fucking talk about.
Does he count as a boy? Wasn't he neutered?
He's a boy still. We've talked about this too. Even if you're fixed, it doesn't mean you lose your gender. Jesus. But yeah, so my plan is go to school,
yeah,
get a ballin' job, and fuck a tranny.
Our chat room is, while we do this show live, morelikeradio.com/live. Western Echo, who's always hanging out in our chat room and enjoys our show.
Hi, Western.
Yeah, he says, I got to read this whole thing here because he says, Nicole, you're forgetting a very important factor. You want to have a job as opposed to having a man who's an actual provider, which can allow you to have children at your peak age.
Well, here's the thing. When I was in high school, I distinctly remember having an argument with my teacher. My teacher asked us what we want to be when we grow up. It was my biggest dream to be a housewife. Uh-huh. And to this day, if I had the option, if I had a man who would be able to make enough money to support all of us and children, that would be what would make me the most happy.
Yeah.
I want nothing more than to be at home, to decorate, to make a wonderful, comfortable home, take care of children, cook the food, do the laundry, do all that stuff. Unfortunately, at this day and age, unless I find someone incredibly wealthy, it's not possible.
Yeah.
People are struggling with two incomes.
Yeah.
It's not something that's in the cards for me.
So
I've tried to go down that avenue. If you know anyone who's really wealthy and wants a 24-year-old wife, let me know.
Yeah.
Because that would be the one thing I've ever wanted.
See, I just don't want kids, period. Because I can't take care of myself now.
Valid point.
I'm more about just wanting to have fun right now and just be able to save some money to just go out and do stupid shit and not have to worry about anything else. But at the same time, too, honestly, I fear that, like, because I've talked about this a million times on the show before. There's an entire podcast dedicated to this from 2 years ago. My mother and I do not get along at all.
Really?
Yeah. Breaking news.
No shit.
Breaking news. I don't have the board up. I would have got the mic doing the thing with the, like, See, I can't do it. I don't know how he does it. That was terrible.
I tried.
I can do the SpongeBob laugh with the neck. Like, but I can't do I can't do it.
No.
I think I have a bumper coming up, though, when we go to break that has it in there.
So all right, perfect.
That'll be the retroactive thing.
Okay, yeah.
But my mother and I don't get along. It's because of the way just, like, how she was when I was growing up. I'm just afraid that I'm going to be like that if I have a kid. Because, like, even with pets, I notice I can get, like, very short-tempered if I notice, like, a pet of mine. Like doing something like
or pets that aren't yours.
Well, yeah,
that
I mean,
do something.
Exactly, because I haven't actually had a pet of my own. I've just kind of inherited other people's pets. But like, I was living with Stefan and his dog. I was always like blown up on her because she was like, she was just. I mean, she was old.
She also couldn't hear you,
right?
So,
but I was
she
always
getting offended.
I was always getting mad at her. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I have no reason and no merit to be getting mad at this dog, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, it's like, I sound like my mother right now. That's not good. Like, it's...
Isn't it scary?
Yeah. And I feel like I can't exert the effort to want to control myself.
Yeah.
To not be like that. So I don't even want to risk it. I don't want to... I would rather make sure... I'd rather exert the effort into making sure I'm not a complete fuck up, you know?
That's good.
Yeah. At the same time, too, if I do decide I want kids, it's probably going to be when I'm, you know, I'm 38 years old, like my dad was, and be like, oh, okay, I'm an old man, have kids. So okay. I'd just be completely out of touch with them. The other thing, too, my parents are just out of touch.
We're already out of touch with the kids nowadays.
I am. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know what these teeny boppers are doing nowadays.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That's not to say I try to, you know, stay current on at least music, you know, music and entertainment and stuff. I mean,
I don't know. I like what I like, and I'm working on a really good Pandora station right now, and I don't feel like really listening to who dat, IGGY. I don't fucking care.
The fact that that's even considered music is astounding.
She's hot.
Is that Iggy?
That's Iggy, and she fell off a stage doing the VMAs. She just like walked off stage.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Did she hurt herself?
No, she did that. She just like kind of like stepped down.
Yeah,
she got right back up. But
I saw a video earlier.
It was amazing because she was like walking backwards and then kind of turned.
Uh-huh.
And then when she went to go put weight on that foot, there was nothing supporting it.
Yeah. Is this? How is that music? First of all, she has a very, very grand ass.
Yes, she does.
She's got absolute donk.
She does have a booty.
Yeah.
I like her body.
But, yeah, she... So, I think this is... Oh, yeah, just bend over right in front of the camera. There you go.
She's done worse. Yeah. She will bend over and pat on her vagina, like, from underneath.
I was hoping that video would be more eventful, but it's not, unfortunately.
No, she just, like, hopped off and then hopped back on.
I was hoping it'd be like Kelsey Grammer when he fell.
What did he say?
Oh, good Lord.
He said something like that. It was amazing.
Yeah. Like, he actually, like...
good Lord.
He exclaimed something.
At least it wasn't, fuck.
Well, I think he actually swore, too.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I think he actually swears when it happens.
Nice. Does he say, what, Niles or whatever?
Niles. Niles Crane. She has got a very nice posterior. I don't like anything else about her, though. That's the thing. I don't listen to her music. I know nothing else about her. I know she has a song called Fancy, but I've never listened to it. I think that second clip I just played was...
The most you've ever heard of that song?
Like, I heard it. I'm like, oh, that's her? Okay.
Yeah, she sounds like Gwen Stefani.
I almost thought that was Gwen Stefani at first.
Well, what I thought was that, you know how a lot of, like, older musicians will like mentor a newer one and then, you know, be in their songs and all that stuff. I thought Gwen was just debuting Iggy Azalea. Yeah, I thought that was Gwen Stefani, but apparently that's her singing. I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
I don't know.
I don't care. Well, I just like her body.
Well, we were talking the other night on Talk Radio Meltdown about Scott Weiland and Stone Temple Pilots and how STP is still around.
Yeah.
But Chester Bennington from Linkin Park is their lead singer now.
Really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, Scott Weiland was kicked out last year, and they replaced him with Chester Bennington. The band changed their name to Stone Temple Pilots with Chester Bennington. Because
that's so lame.
Well, Scott Weiland, I guess, has part naming rights, and he threatened to sue them.
He would.
So, but... And Chester's been a longtime collaborator with the band, so I wasn't too surprised to see that he had taken over, but he is really, you can tell there's that mentor thing that you just said. He really tries to sound like Scott Weiland. Like,
yeah.
You know it's him, you know it's Chester Bennington, you know it's the Linkin Park guy, but his... mannerisms on stage and the way he does the inflections with his voice, you can tell he's coming from the Scott Weiland school. Yeah. Well, I like how Western Echo just posted all these GIFs of Iggy.
Of Iggy.
And her ass. Oh, and her vag, too.
Hang on. This is for research. See, she, like, beats her vagina. I don't know why.
It probably feels good.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean...
It doesn't feel good to hit it.
Well, maybe... If you don't like it, maybe she does.
Maybe. You could be right. All right, what's the next picture? That's the one I was telling you about, yeah, where she bends over and, like, pats her, your taint?
Yeah.
She basically pats her taint.
Oh, thank you, Western Echo. It's Charlie XCX in Fancy that's singing, not Iggy Azalea.
That's not her. Okay.
And we played Charlie XCX last week on the show. We played that that boom clap song.
I don't know that song.
It was this one. Come on to me, come on to me.
Song.
Yeah, that's apparently who's singing on that. Okay, that makes sense.
Alrighty.
Now that I've heard the two together.
There we go.
Yeah.
Not Gwen Stefani. And not Iggy Azalea either. Someone else.
Speaking of Scott Weiland, while we were doing Talk Radio Meltdown, all these articles started popping up on...
Well, wait, did Western let you know if there's a rich guy who wants to take care of me?
Oh, I don't think he did.
Can you scroll up?
I don't think he did. No.
Damn it.
No. Sorry.
All right, continue.
All these articles were popping up on my Facebook feed about Scott Weiland being in jail again. And TMZ was reporting it. All these outlets were picking it up. And then Scott Weiland himself posts on Facebook a picture of him in a recording studio saying, "Hey, TMZ, I'm not locked up in jail. I'm locked up in the studio," or something like that.
Okay.
The next day, TMZ corrected themselves because they were having this back and forth with Scott Weiland. Scott says he's in the studio and he's not in jail. TMZ responds with, "No, you're not." And then they post a statement from the LAPD saying that they arrested Scott Weiland and he's in jail.
Okay.
I like how Scott Weiland himself says, "I'm not in jail," and TMZ's like, "No, you are.
You're in jail."
It's like a very stubborn argument happening.
Yeah, and then it sounds like denial.
Well, the next day, it was revealed that this man named Jason Hurley was arrested on meth possession and stealing razor blades from a drugstore, which is what Scott Weiland was reported to be in jail for. Come to find out, this Jason Hurley guy looks exactly like Scott Weiland and managed to convince the LAPD that he was Scott Weiland.
Wow.
And they, for all
a
good couple of hours, thought it was Scott Weiland. And of course, because Scott Weiland's had such a shitty history, a shitty past, everyone's, "Oh, he's in jail again." They went with it. He's like, he's back in jail. That guy will never learn. No wonder Stone Temple Pilots kicked you out. And like, for once, he wasn't in jail.
It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Meth, man. Oh, my God. I still can't get over the fact that my childhood friend was selling heroin.
Yeah. Yeah, we found out the other day that this girl that, from our small town that Nicole and I are from, this girl...
I used to play flute with. I would have her sleep over my house. She showed me how to pluck my eyebrows. Was selling heroin.
Yeah, dealing meth right out of her apartment.
Wait, was it meth or heroin?
It doesn't matter. What is it? It's all the same. It gets you high. It fucks you up.
It does. I feel like meth is worse than heroin.
It was heroin.
Maybe. It was heroin. Which is so weird because Grafton was such a coke town, but...
Yeah.
Eh.
All right. I'm going to go to break because I got to go use the girls' room.
Okay.
Nicole reminded me of a great band.
Oh, my God. Cool. They're on my new station, and it's fucking ballin'.
The Fratellis.
Oh, love them.
Costello music.
Oh, yeah.
My jam in 2000. I think this was 2007 when this came
2006,
out.
2006, 2007, yeah.
This is a good album, though. I like Chelsea Dagger. That was always my favorite.
That's a good one, yeah.
We'll go to break. This is Flathead by the Fratellis, and we'll come back with some more entertaining content for you. Yay!
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Featuring Jack Gill and Nicole Mossy.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really boring hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Holly. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Put it on yourself, girl. It's all about you.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Gay. Fucking shit.
Oh dear, was that an error?
Uncensored Talk Radio.
I've actually shit twice today.
Jack.
See, this is what happens when you're a bitch.
Kate.
A nipple for you, and a nipple for you.
Mike. Big Red.
I don't even know what the hell I was trying to say just then.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
And now for something completely different.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Daddy Wampus.
Fuck all this show prep I have.
Yeah, where's your show prep?
Let's just talk about dicks for a little while.
Okay, yeah. So dicks.
You ever see just a big set of testicles?
In my dreams every night.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Daddy Wampus.
I saw this penis on the internet today, and I thought to myself, well, that's just fine.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Roth? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, juice. Yeah. I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
Shaddy Wampus. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Shaddy Wampus.
A really, like, just ominous sounding bed.
This one?
Yeah.
It's Alice in Chains.
Oh, okay.
It's Grind by Alice in Chains. I need, if Mike were here, I would need him to do this because, I'm gonna pause this down real quick, because every time, like, we, on Talk Radio Meltdown, we'll be playing an Alice in Chains bed coming back from the show, Mike will just launch into this. Running joke at when we worked at AAF, anytime someone would bring up Alice in Chains, we'd all just start going, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't get it. And he starts playing music? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a music.
It's a music inside graphic. Joke that I wouldn't get.
Yeah, I get it, Nicole. You didn't work at a rock radio station like we did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost kind of like required that you liked Alice in Chains.
I don't like there. Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I love
you gotta understand, I grew up listening to AAF. That's my mom's station of choice. And it's so weird that I learned about all these people and then ended up meeting them one day.
When your mom came over and was actually knew who, like, Red
my
was.
My mom knew who Red was. It was so funny.
I remember you from the radio.
Yeah, she sounded like an old, like, lady from the 30s.
I used to listen to you on the talkie box.
Is this one on?
Yes.
Come say hi, Mom. Say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone!
Oh, God.
I'm still floored by the fact that she sounds just like you there. Your face is so red.
Like, and I don't know who I'm supposed to be embarrassed in front of. It's just you. When we talk, when we're not on the mics, though, we don't sound alike, in my opinion.
We don't.
But for some reason...
No, because you can... If you listen back to that show, you can hear your mom off mic talking to Red
And she sounded different.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't sound anything. But
she's got a thick Worcester accent.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know what it was. Maybe just like the inflection or whatever. Just the way she said it.
She put her voice up an octave.
She went into Nicole mode.
Yeah, she did. Like, fuck.
That was impressive.
Ugh.
Speaking of impressive, up in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
There's a porn star who's having a sex marathon.
Oh, okay.
She's trying to raise money for a boob job.
All right.
Zoe Zebra, I believe her name is. And she's 22 years old.
Wait, is this the Quinn girl, Zoe Quinn? Is that who everyone's talking about?
Maybe. I just see,
I
her
see
name
that
here
all
is
over Reddit, and I'm like, who the fuck is this person?
Well, I just see her name is Zoe Zebra. I don't think... No, this is not the same.
Oh, okay.
Not the same person.
All right. Sorry, continue.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
Young.
She is having a 25, as Gawker calls it, a 25-man sexathon.
That sounds awful.
If you're going to get boobs out of it, though.
But, like, okay, I like sex.
Yeah.
It's great. But even if I do it, like, I can't even do it every day. I can't. You get hurt. It hurts. Like, twice a day would just sound awful. 25 guys? Sounds awful. Sounds atrocious. Sounds painful.
Yeah.
Even with all the lube in the world. It just doesn't...
I just feel like these are the risks you have to accept if you want something as bad as a all-expense-paid boob job.
I just...
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I think about the poor 25th guy. What is he fucking? Honestly. Is there gonna be... It's just gonna be just like an open wound.
You better hope this isn't all like... It's not just like one cream pie followed by another. Think of like... Ugh. Think of the last guy that needs to...
Ugh.
Needs to do that.
It sounds like a book made by Chuck Palahniuk, honestly. Because he did make a book about that called Snuff. Yeah. Where a woman was gonna have sex with like 600 something guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounds awful.
Yeah.
But good for her.
The company that's filming this whole event, they are going to pay for the implants, providing she can go through with everything.
Now, does she just have to lay back and get nailed?
Pretty much.
Well, then at least she doesn't have to exert effort.
That's the thing. That has to be, if you like sex, then it's the easiest job in the world.
But, I mean, I don't know if these guys are going to go gentle on her, because pornography is not real sex. Let's be real. Pornography is a fantasy.
Yeah.
That's why that's an industry. It's purely visual. I have never had sex like a porn movie. It's too many positions, too much going on, not enough caring about whether or not I get off. Sounds terrible. So, honestly, I can just picture these guys just ramming her and just making it just god-awful.
She might like that, though. That's a thing.
Different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. All women...
Not for me.
...take this differently.
I would not fuck 25 guys at once.
Even if someone was going to pay for a boob job, providing you completed the deed?
Well, that does change things a bit. As long as they can guarantee, like, a quality, nice boob job, because I'm sure they're not going to give her a $5,000 little back alley fucking thing. I'm sure it's going to be a nice, decent pair. In that case, I could probably fuck 25 guys.
Yeah, it's not like she's just doing it because she's just like, I'm bored. I wanna set the bar high for future porn stars. No, there's an actual goal that needs to be. It's like it's the porn star version of the Kickstarter, basically.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just went on this huge rant about how I was like, no, I couldn't do that. Sounds awful. For a boob job, maybe. Or more realistic, if they could guarantee my money through college, I'd probably fuck 50 guys.
Yeah. It's like the military, but there's less effort involved.
As long as I just have to lay back, I can probably take a nap. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I seriously think that
pop some painkillers and just fucking
being a porn star and doing radio are like the two easiest jobs you could have.
You think?
Well, if you're good at it,
I don't think being a porn star would be easy. Think about all the waxing and the anal bleaching and the anal douching.
Yeah.
There's a lot of douching.
Yeah. But it pays. In more ways than you think.
I disagree with you, because a lot of the women who make it big are only big for a few years. there are the superstars, but that is so rare to become one of those superstars. And then you're forever attached to that. Look at that Sasha Grey chick.
Yeah.
People are still harassing her, even when she's retired.
Well, look at Nina Hartley. Nina Hartley was doing this in the 80s, and it's 2014, and to my knowledge, she's still filming porn.
Yeah, I saw a video with her and, what's her name? Sunny Lane? Sunny Lane?
Yeah.
I think her name is. Where they were, where Nina was eating her out.
Yeah. Well, it's like, is it Jenna Jameson? She's only doing, lesbian films now.
Really?
Or she was for a while.
No, sure.
I think it's because she was married, though. I think it was sort of like a stipulation of the marriage.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
You can only fuck women, honey.
I mean, hey, that's... what if that was like a wedding vow, you know?
I vow to only fuck you and women. No other cock.
Whoever she's married to must love it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Meh. Different strokes for different folks.
I mean, it's like, hey, my wife's a lesbian. My wife gets paid to be a lesbian.
Well, if you put it that way, my wife is a lesbian. I mean, unless you're a woman saying that, it's a little weird.
I honestly wonder if, because I've read about this.
Lesbians?
That. Freaking having MS.
Uh-huh.
That fucks with your sex drive.
Does it really?
Does. Yeah, because I just, like.
The through the roof?
I just don't care.
Can't keep your hands off her?
No, it does the exact opposite.
Hmm.
It kills it. Because I just don't want to have sex.
No.
And not just...
I'm sorry.
It just with anybody. That's just like, it's not in my mind anymore. It's just like, I don't have to drive anymore.
Hmm.
Like, I know, it sucks. I mean, imagine that if you just like, you just woke up one day and just said, at 24 years old, I never want to have sex because I just don't feel like it.
I have the exact opposite problem. I always want to have sex.
Yeah.
Which... contradicts my earlier statements. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with my sex life. I'm dreaming about trannies.
As Weston Echo says in our chat room, it's nymphomania. You're a nymphomaniac. Yeah.
Who is?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
No, that is an actual issue where like you'll go out and do risky shit.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I'll start probably.
But you like sex though.
I do like sex.
So you're like a, you're a, I don't know if it's right to say you're a poser nympho or you're a
I'm
entry
just horny.
Level. You're an entry level nympho.
No, no. Nymphomaniac, I mean, those are the people that go to sex ed. Not sex ed. Sex Anonymous. Sex Addiction
Wow. They show up to like middle school sex ed classes.
Oh, fuck.
And they're like the.
Sex ed.
It's like, here,
I'm sorry.
It's like, here, boys. Here's a woman you can have sex with.
What's funny is I remember in sex ed, they were telling us that the age of consent is 16. And by then I had been having sex for a couple years.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what I've been doing is illegal?
Well, no, I mean, if the guy you're having sex with is over 18, then it's technically illegal. It's technically statutory.
Yeah.
I mean,
but,
I guess it's right to say I was committing statutory rape for like the couple months that Kate was 17.
Well,
and I was 18.
Like I was saying, in sex ed, I did so good. I knew every part of everyone's anatomy at 16. It was ridiculous.
I remember Stefan, my old roommate, was told he could not do a biology project on the uterus because it wasn't mature enough.
What?
Yeah. That like our, or his rather, high school biology teacher said that I think it was more out of concern that the rest of the class wouldn't take it seriously and
okay.
was immature. But, like, Stefan, for some reason, knows how, like, the vagina and the uterus and every part of the female anatomy, like, he knows all of the scientific names, what the individual functions are of
Good
every
for
organ.
Him.
Yeah. But, of course, he wants to do a project about it in high school. Like, no, you can't do that. That's,
Our
that's
high school
just,
was
that's
a
just
little
dirty.
Dumb, though.
Pacification of America.
I had, and she was a sweet lady. I had an anatomy teacher, and she was also my biology teacher, like, the year before. And we were seniors.
Yeah.
And she was just, she was very Christian, happily married, had children. But she purposefully put the reproductive sections at the very end, knowing we wouldn't get to it. And she when we went over the syllabus,
yeah.
she was like, hopefully we don't get to this. She was so scared of ever talking about sex.
Was she like the Valley Girl sounding one?
Yes. That's with the soccer mom haircut?
Yeah. That's,
she was so nice.
She was nice, but I mean, I only had her for like, because back in like freshman year of high school, they would split the classes into like semesters, like yep. Quarters. And I only had her for like a couple months for like biology or something. I don't know if it was just me, because I've never been good with science. I don't care about science. I struggle in science classes. I just could not stand her voice because she was so Valley Girl-esque.
Yeah.
And I couldn't handle it.
In my class, there was one boy in that whole anatomy class.
There's always one.
And he was gay. Yeah.
Well, because I'm thinking of this one dude I knew who, I'm glad Western Echo is just posting GIFs of Sasha Gray.
Oh, is he now?
Drinking jizz out of a fucking martini glass.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, it looks like a martini glass. I could be wrong.
I won't go look at that then.
She's got a donk, though.
I don't care. I mean, I will consume semen, but it's not my primary thing. It's just kind of like I'm not going to spit it out.
Yeah.
And it needs to go somewhere. But I don't have this whole, like, cum-guzzling fetish. Like,
it's clean.
No, it's not. It comes from a dick.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's after sex, it's clean because you don't have to clean anything up afterwards.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Yes. Yes. Exactly. It's probably the best place for it.
As long as the receiving end is willing to do it, then it's, in terms of having to clean up your messes afterwards, there are none.
Yeah, that's not my primary goal.
Isn't that shit, like technically actually, like, good for you, too?
A bit of protein or something like that, but yeah. It tastes god-awful.
Yeah, it's certainly not harmless.
It tastes terrible.
I saw,
Terrible, Jack.
No, I've never tested this, but apparently if you consume a lot of pineapple before.
Yeah, that's a myth. I've heard all of it.
I've never done it, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't ask Kate afterwards, hey, so how does my jizz taste?
It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what they eat. There are distinct differences, and it depends on their diet and whatnot, but it all tastes bitter and awful.
There was one time many years ago where Kate said to me, it tasted like mint, and I liked it. But just once. That was the only time, because all the other times afterwards, she's just like, how come it can't be like that one time? It tastes like mint.
Oh, geez. She should probably be like chewing some gum beforehand. And
yeah.
There you go.
Or like sucking on a Jolly Rancher or something.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm too much of a Redditor to know about the issues between oral sex and Jolly Ranchers. You've heard that story.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got to make sure, too, you don't manage to whittle the Jolly Rancher down. So, because you know how like Jolly Ranchers will have those little air bubbles in them?
Yep.
The crystallized air bubbles, but if you, whittle it down, they suddenly become jagged edges.
Yes.
I've actually cut the inside of my
really?
Mouth with Jolly Ranchers.
I've cut the inside of my mouth on like Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Those things are fucking lethal.
Well, do you eat your cereal with milk though?
Well, I haven't had cereal in forever,
well,
but
you can't
I used
have
to.
Milk. That's everything.
It used
yeah.
to be my favorite thing to eat, and I'd always eat it way too quickly, so I don't think I gave it enough time in the milk to, cool itself down.
I don't know.
Fucking chill out.
I just like my cereal dry because I'm a fucking weirdo.
So weird.
That's what I do.
I haven't had cereal. Why can't I talk?
Cereal.
I haven't had cereal in so long.
Cereal and milk.
Cereal and milk. Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
I loved that.
I need to like not look at this
milk and cereal.
I gotta get off this gif of Sasha Gray with the glass full
the
of
martini.
Jizz.
That's gross.
I can't watch that.
Me neither.
Just the porn that ends with the fucking like the girls like just squirting it out onto a plate.
Or even the ones where they'll like move it around in their mouth, or even cream pie. I don't like that.
Those aren't bad. But it's the ones where they like the guy like forces her to like drink it out of something or eat it off of like a plate or something. It's just like, okay, that's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I've got really odd tastes.
No, it's weird. I've got really odd tastes. I mean, I've been dabbling in porn.
Yeah.
Not performing in porn, but yeah. Watching porn, I should say. And honestly, my favorite thing is gay porn.
Well, yeah, you're a woman.
It's so weird to watch two dudes. Like, why, as a heterosexual female, am I watching two dudes going at it and loving it? And honestly, I prefer when one dude's blowing the other. Well, what is that?
Well, it's like guys. The go-to for guys is lesbian porn.
That's a good point.
You know, I'm not shocked at all that you would say you enjoy gay porn.
It's just like double the dick, and there's no whiny bitch being like, ow, ow, ow. Like, yeah. That's annoying. You just hear guys grunting and two dicks.
Really quick, if you're listening to us on More Like Radio, we got to get off the station because the Orange Room
is
coming up. But I want to keep going.
Okay.
We had kind of a late start to the show tonight, so fuck it. We'll just keep going for a little while.
Alrighty, so for the More Like Radio listeners, adieu.
Enjoy the Orange Room, and you can hear the rest of this show at talkradiomeltdown.com, and a separate podcast of this show will be available at morelikeradio.com.
You can also like us on Facebook.
Yes.
You can do that if you want.
Facebook.com/talkradiomeltdown.
You can do that.
And so if you are listening to us live on More Like Radio, we will talk to you next week for what should be our last live More Like Radio episode before we venture off into the great unknown.
Great unknown.
Enjoy the Orange Room, guys. Bye.
Enjoy it. Bye.
And hello.
And hello. We're back.
That was quick.
It was really quick.
It was funny. I was like those shows where I'll actually stop the feed or stop the recording rather. And
did you? Did you stop it?
No, I didn't do that. No. But I'm saying there's been times in the past where I've actually stopped the recording and then I'll start I'll hit it again and we'll be like, "Hi guys, how's it going?" Blah blah blah. And you listen back to me and it's not even a pause.
Really?
It's like a split second. Like there was that one time we were doing Chatty and the power went out.
Yes.
And it went out for, it took a few minutes to get everything back up. I remember you and Kate, because Kate was here, were giving me shit because I was recapping everything that happened. And Kate was like, "You realize the people listening, all they're going to hear is a split second gap, right?" And I'm like,
"Yes."
I'm like, "Yeah, but I need to remind myself what we were talking about, though."
It was a good 10, 15 minutes where we were trying to figure everything out. And then we were so happy that the, Audacity had backed up a majority of it.
It backed up the entire thing. I mean, granted, we were only done 10 minutes of show up to that point, but it recovered the entire thing.
Which is pretty sweet.
I remember the building manager came over one night to, I think it was right after we moved in and our garbage disposal wasn't hooked up. Remember?
Yeah.
And he showed up and he fixed it, but he did it while we were in the middle of doing the show. And I remember I tried to continue doing the show while you and him were in the kitchen. And
I don't remember this.
Yeah. And Mike was because you were doing the show that night with us. You disappeared into the kitchen and I could hear you and Rob talking and Mike was explaining to me using lemons, lemons to clean the blades on the garbage disposal. So I'm half paying attention because all I can hear is Rob going on about God knows what. And I'm like, I'm just going to pause this. And I paused the recording and we came back and in reality, 20 minutes had gone by. But in the podcast version, 2 seconds.
2 seconds, yep. Yeah. No. Remember when our toilet wouldn't work?
Yeah.
And we fought?
Yeah. Well, now I bought a fucking $40 toilet auger.
So yeah. Two plungers and an auger later. The toilet will forever work.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm taking that thing with me when I leave, but I bought one just in case. That's the other thing. Now I know, because Kate and I are going to be on an apartment hunt, I'm going to make sure wherever we go, how long, this will be the first question, how long has it been since somebody lived here?
Yep.
Because where we are right now, it had apparently been more than a year.
Yep.
So there are a lot of, even if you turn the oven on, the smell of gas is still pretty
bad. It's still pretty bad,
yeah. One thing. See, there are little things about this place that I don't like, and that's one of them.
I don't know. I think this place has charm. I can't believe it's been about a year. Seems like just yesterday we were so excited to get in here, and it was cold. You couldn't figure out how to turn the heat on, and
yeah,
we had that little fight about the toilet. And
yeah, the second day we're living together, and we're already fighting.
Yeah, but so, it's been good.
You know, it's off to a great start when that happens.
But this place has served us well.
And we're joking about it now.
For what we needed. Yeah. I feel a little nostalgic. I'm going to miss this. And I know we mentioned it, how we need to cherish these times because I know for a fact 10 years from now, I'm going to look back on this and really, really cherish it.
Yeah. That's, it's, did you see the, you're watching The Office right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you watched this before? Like, have you seen the last season before?
No, I stopped right when they had the kid.
Okay.
When Pam and Jim had the kid.
There's a great line from, an episode of The Office where one of the characters says, like, he's doing one of the, like, the interviews.
Yep.
And he says something like, how do you know if you're living in the good old days? Like, how do you know if that's what those are right now? Like,
yeah.
6 months from now, 8 months from now, do I look back on today and say, man, the good old days, August 2014, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is this awesome right now? Do we even know, like, is it going to change now where a year from now we're going to be like, man, we thought things were shitty.
And we'll never know.
Yeah.
Not when it's that time. Not when we're in it. We'll never know if we're living in the good old days. Yeah.
I will say, though, just like, if one of us were to stick around with this place, it's too big. It's too big for just, it's good for three people.
Yeah.
Or five people or six people, however many people are here at any given time. But for just like one or two people, nah.
Yeah.
Too big. You can tell Nicole and I really talk to each other outside of the show if we're discussing all of this right now.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm sorry. I just get nostalgic.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of fucking, this isn't really speaking of anything, but last night, dude, because I got three nights a week, I got to take MS medication.
Yeah, I saw you post something on Facebook. What the fuck happened?
I had a fucking reaction to taking my medication.
Now, is this the same one that you had a reaction from before?
Mm-hmm.
Because really?
You only have, like, one kind. There's, with this drug I take, it's called Copaxone. Like, one big reaction that you can have is a rapid heartbeat. And it's because you nick something.
Okay.
When you take it, when you inject it, it's because you nick a vein.
So you got, like, too much at once?
Too much
medicine at once?
No, it's if you nick a vein, you basically inject the medication into the vein.
Exactly.
And it goes to your heart. And it basically, it's almost like an adrenaline shot, but it's the worst feeling. And last night wasn't even bad. Last night was actually mild in comparison because I've had some pretty bad ones. But because I use a auto injector thing,
yep.
Right? I noticed it took like a solid minute for that thing to go in. Usually it takes less than 15 seconds.
Huh.
It took a minute and I'm sitting there and it fucking hurt. So like if it hurts, then there's a problem.
Okay.
It shouldn't hurt. Believe it or not. And giving yourself a shot, it's not supposed to hurt because you're only going into like the fatty layer. Might be like
yes.
A tiny little pinch, but if there's actual pain, then you've done it wrong.
Okay.
And it doesn't happen all the time though. So, A, it hurts. B, it takes like 60 seconds for a shit to go in when it should only take like 10 or 15. I take the needle out and I can't describe it, but I have a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show it to you later because it was the weirdest fucking looking thing on my, because I did it in my stomach and it was just this weird color, like this weird shade of like white that I've never seen before at that spot. And I'm sitting there, I just look up and I just kind of nod and I'm like, yep, this is going to suck.
Oh, no.
Just give it a couple seconds, and this is going to suck.
Was Katie here?
Nope.
Oh, jeez. Again, why don't you fucking tell me when shit goes wrong?
When this stuff happens, I can't necessarily get up.
I have a phone.
Were you here last night?
I've been here every night.
Well, okay. I know the freaking cat was outside of my bedroom, like, clawing and trying to get in.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, no, no cat. Door stays closed, no cat. Yeah, basically when that shit happens, first your chest feels like it gets really tight.
Okay.
And what's funny is a few weeks ago, when my friend Colleen was here doing the show with us, I was talking about this and because she has MS and she takes the same stuff I do.
Yep.
And one thing I've always avoided telling her about was what happens if you inject into a vein and when this reaction shit happens. And I kind of explained it then, but not too much in detail because she hasn't had that happen yet. And
okay.
I don't want to freak her out. So what happens is basically first you get this really tight feeling in your chest. Everything just like tightens up.
Like a panic attack?
Kind of. it's like you can feel your heart. You can feel your heart like beating really rapidly, but it feels like everything is just like, you take your fist and you just kind of like grab it. And then your face gets really flushed. And okay. It's the same thing. It feels like someone is like squeezing your face with their, just like in the palm of their hand. Mm. And it's a weird feeling, but Kate was here for one last time this happened. She's she's like, your face just got like beat red. Mm-hmm. So that happens. And then you just feel, that goes away after like 30 seconds, but then you just feel nauseous. You're sore. My muscles, like I tried to stand up and I just felt like this, like, I felt like my muscles had clenched up. It fucks with you so badly. And then it takes about like an hour and a half for everything to subside because I lied down and I'm really flushed and sweating. So I turn my AC on, crank it. So now it's freezing cold and I'm sitting there, I'm trying to cool down, trying to fall asleep. And I always do this before I go to bed. So if anything like this happens, at least I can try to just lie down and go to sleep and let it subside.
Yeah.
Like an hour later, you start having withdrawals.
What do you mean?
You just start shivering.
Oh God.
Yeah. Cause it's now it's trying to escape. So now I'm like shivering and I'm like, I turn my AC off all the way. And, cause it gets like to be 100 degrees upstairs in this apartment cause there's no ventilation otherwise. So I turn it off and I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, I'm shaking and it's the worst.
Sounds awful. So,
that's the price you pay for having a spinal cord that just hates you.
No.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah. It happens once in a while, but.
Well, quit nicking fucking veins, bro.
I didn't even think it was my stomach. I didn't even think there was any there, like, in that particular area.
Yeah.
There's veins everywhere, right? It's not like, because usually when it happens, it's in my thigh, and you can see your veins in your thigh.
Yeah.
But you can't see it in the gut.
Yeah.
So, that shit sucks. That's what living with MS is like. It fucking sucks.
Imagine. Well, I can't imagine.
Yeah. So, yeah. I just wanted to rant about that. That's the life I lead. That's it.
Is that it?
Well, I don't know. I got that off my chest. I just wanted to complain about how stupid my body is. I don't feel comfortable in my own skin.
Oh, I can't wait until I do.
What, as a man?
No, I don't feel comfortable in my own skin. I always feel so awkward. I've always been very awkward.
Yeah.
I always thought that by this time in my life, I'd be more confident. Mm-hmm. You know, I really wanted to grow up to be one of those women who just oozes sexuality.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And I'm realizing I'm never going to be that woman. I'm going to be the weird, quirky one that is just kind of awkward and clumsy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just kind of bumbling through life. I'm never going to be that Joan Harris on Mad Men. I'm never going to be that Angelina Jolie or Scarlett Johansson. You know, that's just not in the cards for me.
Not going to be like Mrs. Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver?
I don't know. I've never seen that show.
Leave It to Beaver was like the, exemplified the 1950s culture of, you know, husband and wife, two kids, white picket fence.
My dream?
Yeah. But the quote-unquote American dream of the nuclear family.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was a housewife. She didn't work. All she did was she cooked, she cleaned, she took care of the kids. She was what the example was in the 50s and 60s of the typical American family. Ain't like that nowadays.
Not. Yeah. It's really not.
Everybody works. Everybody's poor.
And there's nothing we can really do about it.
Women are becoming men.
Men are also becoming women.
Yep. As is the style at the time.
You know.
Back in my day, everybody was a tranny.
It's cool. No, it's all cool.
I remember the good old days of Hot 14. That's going to be me when I'm old.
Oh, God.
About the grand old days of the internet.
Of the internet. Remembering the first GIFs and videos and...
You want information, you went on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. That's where you go. It's the good shit.
You go to, like, an antique store, and there's just a single book there.
Oh, jeez.
Just a single book.
I have to get rid of some books. I don't even know what I'm going to do with them. I don't know who wants books. Maybe I'll try to sell them on Craigslist.
I'll take your Harry Potter books, because I got to get back into reading.
Yeah. I've got multiple copies.
I actually, when I was on Martha's Vineyard, I actually went to a bookstore and bought a couple books. One of which was The Great Gatsby.
No shit. I've actually never read it, but I saw the movie. Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
It's really good.
No, I have the book upstairs. If you want to read it, it's a short book.
Is it?
It's a very short book. It's only 150 pages or something.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a try then.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a very active reader, you could probably finish that in a day.
The Giver.
Yeah, I heard that was just, the movie was just bland.
Not at all. I saw it last week.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, it was so fucking good. So I read the book in 7th grade. Yeah. It was a very long time ago, and I struggled through the book. Mm-hmm. That was right at the time when I was trying to get into reading, so I don't know if it was... Honestly, I think it was too young. I was too young to really get the whole... I was too young to understand what the book was trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. what the book was trying to say. I was too young, and so it was boring. I saw the movie, and I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
It was so good. I remembered things from reading it way back then. Of course, I didn't remember it going into it, but when I saw it, I was like, oh, that happened. Yeah, that happened. That happened. I loved the way it looked. Have you read the book?
Back in like the 6th grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So originally everyone's the same and you can't see any color.
Right.
So life is in black and white. And then all of a sudden this boy who learns the old memories from before things were like the way they are now, mm-hmm. he starts seeing red and he starts seeing color. And the way that they portray that in the movie is wonderful. Almost Sin City-esque, where it's all black and white except for a pop of color here.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually his life gets colorized, but then if you look from someone else's point of view, it's all bland and stuff like that, and it was wonderful. I highly recommend seeing it. There were moments that were so touching to me that I almost cried, because you'll have like this little montage of quick little snips of just like the wonderful things that life has to offer. A little kid laughing, a wedding, a birthday party, a couple kissing, old people, a baby being born, puppies, like just quick one after another. And yeah. It was almost overwhelming, just like the feels.
How's Jeff Bridges? Is he good?
I don't know who that is.
I believe he was he's the old man in the movie.
Everyone was great.
Yeah.
I thought the acting was wonderful. Katie Holmes is in it. She plays the mom. Whoever plays the young girl, the young friend, because there are three friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the young boy, I can't remember where I saw him from, but they all looked really familiar. Can you look up the IMDb page?
Yeah, spoilers. IMDb. Jeff Bridges plays the title character.
The Giver.
Yeah, he is the Giver.
Now, who's the main character?
The
plays
Giver?
Jonah? Oh, no, Jonah.
Brenton Thwaites.
Okay, and then who's the other boy?
What was his name? Do you remember?
I don't remember his name, but he had to have been high up there because he was friends.
Taylor Swift is in this?
Taylor Swift is in it, yes!
Did somebody break up?
No. No, she was in there very, very, like, a little bit.
Gabriel?
Gabriel, maybe.
I don't know. There's very few people.
No, Gabriel's the baby. Can you go back up, please?
This is the entire cast.
His face is really, really familiar. Go back up.
Asher?
Asher, yes. And I don't know where I saw this kid before.
He was in Click.
Didn't see it.
Shameless.
Shameless! That's where he was from. Yep, he was in Shameless. Who was the girl, though? That little girl? The friend? Fiona, yeah.
Odea Rush.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Ain't digging the eyebrows, but yeah.
And that's the style now. The big eyebrows. She was really pretty in the movie.
Sim City. I keep saying Sim City.
Sim Fuckus?
It's Sin City, the sequel.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. When's that coming out?
It's already out. It apparently
is it?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. I didn't know this movie was out. Kate didn't know it was out. We saw a commercial for it last night on FXX, which is a channel. It's a brand new cable channel. So we didn't even know the movie was out. You didn't know it was out.
Yeah.
And I saw an article on Reddit today saying that movie tanked financially.
Really?
This being its opening weekend, nobody went to go see it.
Probably because no one knew it was coming out.
How? Like, the first one
I
was phenomenal.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved it.
I have a feeling this might be like Boondock Saints 2, where the first one was phenomenal, and then they do the sequel, and everyone was just like, oh.
Let's go see it.
I want to see it.
I really want to see it. Yeah. I love that style.
Yeah. Mickey Rourke was doing his rounds on the late night shows, doing interviews. What a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
What a weirdo. That guy is like someone I do not want to ever meet in person. He just seems just like a psycho.
It makes sense, the character he was playing.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's terrifying. You see him in these interviews, and he's just like the way his hair is and the way his face looks.
Just off.
Yeah. I'm sure he's just a nice guy. He just comes off as just looking like a nightmare. He looks like the product of a horror movie.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But I want to see it.
I definitely want to see it.
No, there's not many movies coming out that I really am dying to see in the theater.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy was the last one, and I saw
that was really good.
Yeah, I saw it twice, and I loved it both times. There's a Dancing Groot doll coming out.
Yeah, a lot of people are crazy about that little Groot thing.
I want one.
That was a cute moment. I was really happy about that because I was sad and I was like, "Oh, we are Groot."
Yeah, Kate. Spoilers. Kate was.
What? We are Groot? Nothing wrong with that. I was sad. We are Groot.
No, everyone
was touching.
Sad. I think that affected me more the second time around than it did the first.
Also, who played Star-Lord?
Chris Pratt.
God damn.
Well, yeah, he went from being a fat guy to fucking Chris Pratt.
I said, God damn. I saw him without a shirt on. I was like, I would be fine if the rest of this movie was with you shirtless.
Yeah, and then go watch season one of Parks and Rec. Where he's just a bumbling oaf.
Was he gross?
Oh, yeah. He used to be fat. Like, if you look on like, just do, like, a Google image search of Chris Pratt.
I'm gonna do it right now.
And you'll see, like, the comparisons. Like, there's a, you know, a paparazzi photo of him at the beach with his shirt off. And he looks like me with a shirt off, you know? Like, just, he's got a big beer gut, out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see him getting ready for Guardians, and he's fucking ripped.
Oh, he looked good.
I hope he carries Jurassic World well, because he's the lead in Jurassic World, and that's...
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
He's married to Anna Faris?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That's cool.
Well, it's like Jason Sudeikis being married to Olivia Wilde.
I don't know who either of those people are.
You know who Olivia Wilde is?
I probably do, but I don't know her.
Jason Sudeikis?
Nope. Sorry.
Gotta do some research, man.
Sorry.
Olivia Wilde's her real... Olivia Wilde, I think... I don't know if Wilde is actually like a middle name or something, but it's a stage name. Because her real name is Coburn, but it's phonetically Cockburn.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's not the name you wanna have when you want to become a famous Hollywood star.
Anna Faris is 37.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. She's old.
There's a good show on CBS called Mom that she's on right now with.
Yeah, I saw that on IMDb.
Allison Janney. It's funny. It's really funny.
Oh my god.
But
this is really a before and after. If this is a before and after, I can get hot.
Yeah, that's like Parks and Rec season one.
Wow.
Versus like last year when he
I have no excuse,
because like when they announced that he was going to be the lead in Guardians, I think he was in what the hell is that movie, Zero Dark Thirty, the one that was sort of like the dramatization of the killing of Bin Laden.
Okay.
He was in that, and it was a serious role. And it was a departure for him, because you really hadn't seen him do anything like that before. It was sort of like, talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Robin Williams doing serious roles. You wouldn't expect it. You know, you expect to see the bumbling idiot from Parks and Rec. And then you see him doing something serious, and you question, like, it's like when Dane Cook was in that Mr. Jones or
Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks.
That was interesting.
Yeah, seeing him do a serious role. You see Chris Pratt do that, and then they announce he's in Guardians, and you're like,
what?
That's my first thought when I heard that he was going to be in that. I'm like, okay, that's a risk. That's a serious risk to have him play the lead, and he did it perfectly. So I now just hope that it isn't like it's not just like we got a one-time deal with Chris Pratt doing something awesome. Like
That's funny. Is it Anna or Anna? Anna Faris married him when he was chubby.
Yeah.
And I was hot. Good for her. Now he's hugely wanted.
Did you see Godzilla?
No.
the lead characters in Godzilla. So Aaron Taylor Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen. They play they're married in this movie. And it's funny because they are also going to be in the next Avengers movie.
Really?
As Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, who are brother and sister.
Oh, that's so weird.
It was so weird seeing them, like, making out, fucking Elizabeth Olsen straddling them at the beginning of Godzilla, and then now they're brother and sister in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, but about that.
Aaron Taylor Johnson was born in 1990, okay? He might not even be 24 yet. Yeah.
Is he cute?
No, he's ripped.
Can you look up a picture of him real quick?
Yeah.
I'm too busy looking at Chris Pratt.
I know him from the Kick-Ass movies. And
who was he in Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass.
Oh, he was Kick-Ass?
Yeah, yeah, he was.
Oh,
the,
he's
yeah,
my age?
He was the title character. Yeah, he's fucking, he's ripped.
Eh, he's got a douchey kind of look on his face.
He's also British. I mean, if that makes a difference. But his wife, okay, so his name is...
He's married.
Yeah, well, the Taylor Johnson... He took his wife's last name and hyphenated it because his name was like the first Kick-Ass movies credited as Aaron Johnson. Then it became Aaron Taylor Johnson. His wife is 47 years old.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's nailing a coug.
Eh, she's not that attractive, but whatever. Good for him.
Whatever. 47 years old.
I like the fact that some men aren't afraid of taking the woman's name. That's what Jack White did. When he married Meg White.
That's right. Yeah. And you know what his last name was?
And then they broke up. What?
Jack White's last name?
What was
Gillis.
It? Was it Gillis?
Yeah, very close to... Very
Jack close Gill to and Jack Gillis.
Actually,
well, I'd change it too if my last name was Gillis. Yeah.
I think... was his real name John too? Because I fucking have to deal with that every day. I think it's actually John Gillis.
John Gillis. That's so cool.
I might be wrong. Jack White, born John Anthony Gillis.
What's your middle name? Oh, Malachi.
Malachi, yeah. It's nowhere close to Anthony.
John Gillis.
John Gillis, that's
and
his...
John Gills.
Yeah. Yeah, Meg White, too, I think is older than him.
Can't be by much.
He's a couple years older than him. Yeah, oh, no, a year.
Yeah. And I think they broke up and then got successful, which is interesting.
Yeah, they divorced and then... And then their career took off. But I think that's also what led to the eventual demise of the White Stripes.
It took years.
Yeah.
I mean, when did Fell in Love with a Girl become big? 90s? 99?
2000s.
Are you sure?
Yep.
No. I don't... Maybe.
I think it was early 2000s. I feel like that was...
That was the first one I heard.
2001.
2001. Okay.
That's when they took off.
We were close.
Their last live appearance together before they broke up. Because they broke up, but they didn't announce it until like 2 years later that they had broken up. But
yeah.
their first live appearance in a very long time was also their last live appearance. And it was on the last episode of Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, good way to go out, though.
That was their send-off. Conan's got a really good relationship with Jack White, too, because Jack White, when he got his TBS show, was his first musical guest, and Conan and Jack White performed a song together.
Really?
Because Conan's a very good guitarist.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got this huge collection of guitars that musicians give him, and there's always photos of him just, like, during rehearsals for the shows and stuff. He's just sitting behind his desk in, like, a t-shirt and jeans with a guitar.
That's really cool.
Noodling away on it. Now, when I saw him do his theater show a few years ago, he was on stage playing something. Oh, he's playing. I think he's playing "On the Road Again" by Willie Nelson.
Nice.
Yeah, it's always cool when you see people like that who like on the side are like active musicians, you know?
And are awesome at it.
Yeah, like Jeff Bridges is apparently he's got a band. They're doing a free show down at Mohegan Sun soon because Red keeps going on about it. And yeah, I didn't even know he was a musician, you know.
That's really cool.
Jared Leto's a good example because he's a great example. He's got 30 Seconds to Mars, and what's cool is that he will refuse to play at any venue that promotes his fame as an actor in as they're promoting 30 Seconds of Mars' parents. Like, if it says, like, 30 Seconds of Mars featuring actor Jared Leto, he won't take part in it.
Because he's a musician.
Yeah, he wants the recognition from 30 Seconds of Mars to come from his musical ability and not his acting ability.
That's really cool.
His
and he can afford to do it.
Yeah. His brother, Shannon.
Shannon, that's such a rough name.
Yeah, well, first his name is Shannon, but two, that his face, there's something, his eyebrows. The guy just, he's got like, you know in cartoons when a character gets angry and like the way their eyebrows go?
Yeah.
Shannon Leto's got angry cartoon eyebrows.
Aww,
all the time.
That's so rough.
All the time. It's weird to look at. Who else? Who else is a good example of that? One of the bullies from the earlier seasons of Boy Meets World. The kid that played Joey the Rat. He was the lead guitarist in Rilo Kiley with Jenny Lewis. And now he's got a project called Night Terrors of 1927, which they're pretty good. They're more like electronic though. But
okay.
Yeah, he's someone who's like, it's kind of like Jenny Lewis, you know. They were established actresses,
mm-hmm.
but now they're musicians. And they're all, in their case, they're more known as musicians than they are actors.
Yeah, I'd say Jared's more known for 30 Seconds. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, but his band wasn't really...
Dogstar.
Yeah, it wasn't really big.
Well, he was the bassist, too. That's the thing. He was the bassist in Dogstar, and like if you ever saw him playing somewhere, he would be kind of just, you know, in the back.
Off to the side, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing with Dogstar is he didn't want to be known as Dogstar, Keanu Reeves' band. You know, he didn't want that.
I loved Keanu Reeves. I had the biggest crush on Keanu Reeves.
Their big claim to fame is I think they opened for Weezer sometime in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, they were on tour and they opened for Weezer and that was it. There's a video on YouTube of Dogstar playing on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And they don't even focus on Keanu. That's the thing. Keanu's just off to the side.
Just doing whatever.
Yeah. He's just there. You don't know it. Like, I'm like kind of just skimming through this really quickly, and I've seen Keanu show up once.
I loved him. He was such a babe.
Who, Keanu?
Yeah.
He's like...
I still think he's really handsome.
It's funny because you see him nowadays, and he always has a beard, except he can't grow a beard all the way. It's just very patchy. It's like me.
Hey, whatever. I still think he's attractive.
The one time I ever listened to Dogstar, they sounded like a Collective Soul. Like,
I've never listened to them.
Yeah. They sound a little bit like Collective Soul. I'm getting to know nobody home. She falls asleep on the phone. Very 90s.
Is that Dogstar?
Yeah.
It's very...
I was gonna say, what a simple bass line. Like,
shut up. I was like, I can hear it.
Keanu's just such a simple bass guitarist. I'm really trying to think of like other famous...
It's better than this one fucking line we've been hearing for the past 2 hours from what? Downstairs. It's all
There's
I
been,
can hear.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom.
The entire hour and a half we've been doing this show, there's either like a band outside somewhere near us playing at like a block party or something, or it's our downstairs neighbors blasting something, but there's
It's one song. I think it's one song.
The song that never ends.
It's the same fucking beat, and it's been nonstop, and I don't know. I'm going crazy. Let's take it, Crazy Pills.
All right, I'm going to do this.
Shatty Wampus.
The end.
I think this was the second longest episode of Shatty Wampus we've ever done.
Really? And the second to last.
Well, it's not going to be the last. Second to last regular episode.
Yeah.
You got to look at it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said at the beginning of the show, I still, I still want to do it. It's not, like, after next week, it's not over for good. It's like the Ack and Jack show, you know, that never ended. We still do that from time to time.
Well, there you go.
So I would still love to do Chatty Wumpus from time to time, just get drunk and sit here and just talk shit at you.
Yeah.
Or talk shit to you.
Or whatever.
Or about you.
Hey, you know, however it ends up happening.
Talk about your sex life.
Or lack thereof. What? What's wrong?
I'm watching the cats being a fucking weirdo.
Which one?
The fat one.
Why are you going to make fun of his weight?
Because I forgot his name, so I had to describe
him. It's Jacob.
He was just sitting there, and it was like his tail started going, and he pounced and leapt from the living room into the kitchen. And I looked over, I'm trying to figure out what he's doing, and he was going for the food bowl.
Of course he was.
He takes his food very seriously.
Of course he does.
Yeah, I do that too when I'm hungry. I go into Panera Bread and I just leap over the counter and I just start attacking people.
You just go fucking nuts.
Bread bowl!
You go ham.
Alright, so yeah, we'll talk to you next week with episode 21 of Chatty Wampus.
We will.
Finally legal and able to drink, Chatty Wampus is.
Oh shit.
Alright, we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Alright, bye.